Welcome back to another episode. I'm really excited for this one because I heard a lot of people been like talking about recently, you know, going after these goals and self-sabotaging themselves. And, you know, I would see these posts about self-sabotage. I'm like, that's not me. That's not an issue I have. And then as I decided to record a podcast episode on how to stop self-sabotage, I realized this is actually something that comes up a lot for me. And I think that it could be the same for you too. You might not even realize what an effect it's having on your life. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And so this whole idea of self-sabotage and self-doubt, this is actually part three of two other episodes that I did. So episode 82, stop being so hard on yourself. And then episode 88, resetting your expectations. The three of these ideas really play into how to be consistent towards your goals and how to stay on track and see results just day to day. And so it's part of three. You can still listen to this one, but I definitely would recommend going back and listening to the other two as well. So, this idea of self-sabotage. I looked up the official definition and I actually really liked it. So this is what it is. It's any behavior is self-sabotage when it creates problems in your daily life that interferes with your long-term goals. And so when you're thinking about this, you know, goals that we have for ourselves are typically not something that you'll achieve in 1 month, sometimes not even three. It's usually like 6 months out or maybe a year out is that big goal that you have, the goal that you're working for now. And self-sabotage happens in the day-to-day, no matter how big of a goal it is that you want, or no matter how much you think about it, right? If you have a weight loss goal and you're like, yeah, I know how to get there, eat healthier, work out more, I just need to put time in my schedule. But then every time that you go to put time in your schedule to dedicate to this, it's like, oh, well, what about this extra exam I should be studying for? Oh, I have this extra credit maybe I'm gonna do. Oh, well, what if I hung out with friends instead? Oh, what about the kids? And, you know, these things could always take up more time, right? There's never enough hours in the day, but this self-sabotage will start getting in the way of actually taking action that will lead you towards those results. And the really important thing here is self-sabotage can be both active or passive. And so I can name times in my life where I'm like, yes, me getting ready for the gym, dressing up in all of my clothes, I even put my sneakers on, got all ready, filled up my water bottle, but then sat down on the couch and started scrolling through maybe TikTok. I know that that was self-sabotage. I know that it would have just been quicker to just get up, go to the gym, do the workout, and come back. But instead, I would spend like an hour sitting there because, you know, every few minutes I'd check in and I'd be like, do I want to be doing this? And then it's like, well, yeah, this just feels better right now. It's very clear when that happens. But this can actually be something passive too when we start adding in more things to our day just so that way we don't end up getting to that working towards the goal. I'm sure that you've seen this with procrastinating, right? Maybe you have finals coming up and you're like, okay, I need to sit down and study maybe 1 to 2 hours tonight. Like, that's it. But then you keep being like, okay, I'll do that this afternoon. And then the afternoon comes. Nope, I'll fit that in before dinner. And then you get an invite for dinner. Okay, I'm going to go to dinner. And then right after, I'm going to do it. And then you just keep pushing it off later and later, right? I'm sure we've all had that happen. That's just one example of self-sabotage. Other is drinking alcohol, it could be comfort eating, and they can get a lot more severe, but we're not going to be talking about those severe cases. We're just going to be talking about what it could just look like on a scale where you might think, oh, this isn't an issue, and it might actually be the cause of you not reaching your goals. So self-sabotage is a big issue because I know this quote that my coaches used to always tell me when I was rowing. It was, what the mind thinks, the body achieves. And it was this really empowering quote of, you know, like, if you just envision those wins, if you just envision yourself going to the next level, like, you can do it. Like, your body will show up to that version of yourself that you're thinking. But then, on the other hand, and I'm sure you've heard this one too, what you think becomes your words, and your words become your actions. Your actions then become your habits, and your habits become your character. They all stem from your thoughts. And so if you're having these thoughts of self-sabotage, then it's gonna trickle into everything else. It's actually gonna end up in your habits, in your character and becoming who you become just because it started as a thought, and you don't have to keep acting on this thought. So I'm sure that you've heard of those two before, and you're like, yeah, how I speak to myself matters. But the really crucial part too that I don't think is talked about enough in terms of how you speak to yourself is self-sabotage is such a big issue because it's wasting your hard work. Don't let your hard work go to waste because you had 5 good days in a row and then you start getting in your head and you start self-sabotaging and then you throw it all out the window on the 6th, right? Like, don't let that hard work go to waste because I'm sure you have a plan of how to get to your goals, and I'm sure that you worked at getting to your goals, but just not enough. And maybe you keep getting in the way of yourself just right before you see those results or right before it clicks for you. And that's where it just really, you know, makes my heart hurt almost for seeing other people struggle through this, right? It's like you're so close and you know how to get there, but you're being just a little too hard on yourself. You're being a little bit too in your own head, and that's where self-sabotage gets in the way of if it's not letting you act how you're supposed to. Like, I know that we all have thoughts of doubt in our head. I know that you've probably thought before, like, I can't do this. I don't have enough time. I don't have this. I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. But it's when it actually keeps you and prevents you from taking that action, that's when it becomes an issue. So I'm actually seeing this show up a lot in my life right now, and I know that I talk about a lot of how things that you learn in the fitness world and health world can relate to real life, and how things that happen in your day-to-day life can also relate back to your fitness, and that is what I'm seeing here, because right now I'm writing my book, and I'm at where you would assume is a really successful place. I wrote my entire first draft manuscript, I got signed with a publisher, I have my publishing date of August 23rd. Books are going to be printed and shipping out August 30th. Like, I have all the dates. So you would think, you know, I have the goal of getting the published deal. I have the goal of when it's all happening. You would think that now would just be the easy part. You know, I just kind of do the tasks that they tell me and then I'll get there. But I'm facing so much resistance just from myself of these thoughts that I have, like going through some of the final editing processes. And I've done this many times. I've had 5 different editors, but now it's like, but after this edit, this is what the public's going to read. This is what friends and family are going to read. And so I start getting all of these thoughts and anxiousness, and I'm just kind of like freezing up. And as a result, then I do nothing. And, you know, these deadlines, they keep coming up, and these are the last deadlines to reach the goal, right? It's never at the beginning when all this happens. It's always when you're so close. Like, I'm like, if I just hit this deadline of May 23rd, if I hit this deadline of June 30th, like those are my big deadlines coming up, then I'll get there. And this is when I'm facing the most resistance. And I realize now, like, it's only self-sabotage, right? It's not because I'm not equipped. It's not like, oh, the publisher is out to get me and is giving me really hard deadlines. It's like, no, it's just these self-doubt that I just keep putting on myself. And it's because of these things like procrastination and just trying to avoid the actual problem. And so if this sounds like you, if you're like, yes, like I've been dealing with self-sabotage, whether or not you knew it before today, the first part is recognize when it is self-sabotage. As I mentioned, you know, I'm seeing these deadlines, and part of me, I'm like, how can they ever expect me to get my chapters turned around this fast? How could they expect me to do this? And I mean, it's really not an unreasonable request when looking at it, because I'm like, I've written this entire book in less than a year. I've already written these chapters. I've already been doing this, but for some reason now when all this fear is coming up, I start to be like, oh well, I can't do this. And when in reality, that is self-sabotage. So if you see something coming up of, no, I don't have time for that, or I don't know how I could ever do that, or you come to this place, look back and be like, have I done this in the past? And almost come up with an example that counteract what you're telling yourself now. Like, if you're telling yourself now, like, oh, I can never be consistent with working out, well, think about a week that you actually were really consistent and be like, I've already done that. So I can do that again. This is just my self-doubt coming in. And so being able to recognize it as self-doubt, like, that's the first thing that you need, right? It's not something else going on. It's all in your head, which I don't want that to sound a bad way of, oh, it's in your head, but it's something that you can control. And so then the second thing is wondering why this is coming up, right? Self-doubt doesn't creep in when you're at the most confident and you're like, I've done this 1,000 times and blah, blah, blah. It comes up because you have some sort of fear around something. It comes up when there's some sort of unknown or anxiety or overwhelm. That's when it starts to come up. So really try to get to that root thing. It's like, okay, recognize one, yes, this is my self-talk getting in the way, but why? And then digging deep on that why, you'll be able to actually get to the root cause of the problem. This is where a lot of the times, you know, I'm like, you got to stop white knuckling it. You got to stop white knuckling it. Because if you're the person that's like, okay, I know that I need to study or do XYZ by the end of the night, and then you procrastinate all day, and then you're like, oh, my issue is procrastination. Let me tackle this procrastination. Well, no, it's only coming up because maybe you're afraid of starting it. Maybe you're afraid of getting that bad grade. Maybe you're afraid of putting in the effort and not seeing anything for it. Whatever it might be, it comes from some other fear. So that's step number two. And then step number three is, no matter where you are in this, is taking some sort of action. Because a lot of times our thoughts will paralyze us from getting any sort of productivity done, from getting closer to those goals. As I said, the definition, it's just self-sabotage is when it creates problems in daily life that interferes with long goals. And so, yes, it's trying to create these interferences. Yes, it's showing up in your day-to-day life. But if you can have it show up and push through it anyways, that's where you're going to see massive results. That's where you're going to be like, okay, I have showed myself today that it doesn't matter how doubtful I am of myself. I can still go out and do it regardless. So number one, being aware of what the actual issue is. Is it self-doubt? Is it something else? Number two, if it is self-doubt, why? Where does it come from? What is the fear? Number three, take action, push through it anyways. So as I said, this is part of a three-part series of how to be more consistent. The other two were episode 82, stop being so hard on yourself, and episode 88 of resetting our expectations. And then this is the last one of self-sabotage and how we speak to ourselves. So I hope that this is really helpful for you. And if it was, please go share with someone else who would really help out with them in their day-to-day and reaching their goals. Let's all help lift each other up. And I hope that you have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast, at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast. Come say hi, come say what's up. I'd love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. See you next time.